This morning, if you would, take your Bibles and turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 12. Again, going to be reading a number of scripture verses before we get into the message, and some thoughts this morning upon some things that are taking place around us, and we see that every day, and the scripture gives us a lot of detail about certain things of life. In Luke chapter 12, we'll begin reading in verse number 32, and we'll read down through verse number 40. Luke chapter 12, verse 32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about with your lights burning, and let yourselves liken to men and wait for the Lord, when He will return from the wedding, that when He cometh and knocketh, they may open unto Him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that He shall gird Himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not." That last verse there tells us that we are to be ready, for we do not know the time nor the hour. We can know the season. We can see and look and watch, see some things taking place, and know that his soon coming is approaching. But the important part here is that we are to be ready, for we do not know when He is coming. In Matthew chapter 24, verse number 3, I'll read that. You won't have to turn there. But Matthew 24, 3 says, "And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of Thy coming and of the end of the world?" And the disciples came to the Lord that day, there at the Mount of Olives, and they came to Him just in a small group. They came privately to Him, and they asked Him one question, really, that had three different parts. And they asked Him, first of all, "Tell us what when shall these things be?" The second part of that question is, "What shall be the sign of Thy coming?" And then the third part, "And the end of the world." Now, do not get confused today. When you talk about certain events that's taking place, the end of the world is a long way off. Now, I know a lot of people went to bed last night, and they thought last night was the last night they'd have. And they said, "Oh, it's the end of the world." When you hear that, you don't have to worry about that. It's not the end of the world. Now, the Lord may come, and I wished He had have come last night. We wouldn't have to be dealing with all the things that we are dealing with today. But He didn't come last night, but He's coming one of these days. And it may be morning, it may be at noon, it may be at night. And by the way, when He comes, it will be noon somewhere, it will be night somewhere, and it'll be day somewhere, because this world, as it circles and revolves, and the revolutions of the sun everywhere is at a different time as far as day and night, but there's always the same time going on. And so they ask Him the question, "What's the sign of Thy coming?" They ask Him the question, "When is this going to happen?" And they said, "When is the end of the world?" Matthew 16, verse number 1, the Pharisees also, the Sadducees came, tempting, desired Him that He would show them a sign from heaven. They wanted something that they said, give us a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. And that verse, I believe today, is just as relevant as it was when Jesus spoke it. We can see a lot of things in the atmosphere. We can see a lot of signs around us that represent certain things, but we still have trouble discerning the signs of the times, the signs that God gives to us. Now, if you would turn over to Luke chapter 21, Luke chapter number 21, and I'll read a few more verses here, and then we'll get into the message. Luke chapter 21, verse number 7. This is a restatement of what is found in Matthew. They say in they ask him there in Luke chapter 21, verse 7, and they ask him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be, and what sign shall there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. Now that's very important. Take heed that we be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near, for you know not wherefore after. Go not therefore after them. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence, and fearful sights and great signs shall be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands upon you, persecute you, and delivering you up to the synagogues and to the prisons, be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Now look in verse number 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now this is the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is not the rapture. What he's talking about before that's things that's taking place during the tribulation. And he says, these things will take place. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things, here's the key, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And I dare say this morning, and I believe I can say it without any contradiction, as a believer and as a Christian, I believe we are seeing the beginning of these things come to pass. Now we're not in the tribulation as some people try to make it. It's not that bad yet. tribulation times, but we're not in the tribulation. And the Lord says when that takes place, there's going to come a time when the Son of Man shall come in the power and the glory of the Lord, and he's coming back to this earth, and he's going to put an end to all the problems and the struggles of the tribulation. But the Lord gives us a good verse there, because he tells his disciples, and he gives them instruction. He said, when you see the beginning of this, when you see these things begin, then he says, then you lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws nigh. Your redemption is close. There's something going to take place, and there's things that we can look at, and we can know that we understand that the Lord Jesus Christ and our redemption draws very, very nigh. Now, we're living in the year 2017. When I was a kid, I used to think about 2017, I'd be this many years off, so I probably won't ever make it. But here I am. And here we are, And the world is much different than it has been in just a few days and a few years ago. And we're seeing the rapidity, and we're seeing all the things take place in a very rapid way. And it points to us that there's something taking place somewhere in the future. 2017 could be called a year of strange events, terrible events and problems. But just remember, we're not in the tribulation, and it really gets really bad when you get there. I just listed some things. I had the message, and all of a sudden I thought, well, I'll just list some things, what I can think of real quickly, of some things that have taken place this year and really just in the last few months that show us, and I believe can reveal to us, that the Lord is on His way. The Lord's coming, and He's, I believe, coming very, very soon. Even so, may He do that. But we have great forest fires out west. We've heard all about those, Los Angeles County and really all of California, Washington, and Oregon. I looked it up last night. Over 100 different fires have been burning out there that have scorched and burned 1,000 square acres or 1,000 square miles of land. Now, that's a lot of land. And that's been taking place this year. There's an Elk Creek Basin that's in, Oregon and Washington, and also some of it over in Montana, that is burning and has burnt, and a beautiful place. I looked at some pictures of what it was before, and what it is now has been literally destroyed, and seemingly was no way of putting it out. And the residents of those areas, especially in Montana and in that part of the country, they are going out every morning and getting rid of the ash on their car windows that was as bad as when Mount St. Helens, when it blowed a few years ago. And so we're seeing some problems ahead. Alberta, Canada, fires burning everywhere there. In the midst of our country, there's drought in the plains. And, of course, we don't have to talk too much about the hurricanes that have been in the news these many weeks. You had Hurricane Harvey that destroyed Houston, and it was a Cat 4. And over 50 inches of rain. I heard one of the weather stations say we had to put a different color or a new color because on the map, because we've never had that much rain to be reported. And that's just recently. I heard yesterday over 1 million cars destroyed in the Houston area. Be careful buying a used car, because they do clean them up as good as they can. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed. Then you have Hurricane Irma that hits the Caribbean, Cat 5. It hits Florida and does more destruction. Then you had Hurricane Jose, Cat 4. Then you had Hurricane Maria that just went through Puerto Rico, and that little island is totally in destruction. I heard where there was no electricity at all on the island, and then I listened to a news broadcast that came across my phone. I heard it on the news also that there was a dam that was about to break, and 70,000 people were in peril, and they are telling them to get out immediately. And so we find that when you hear these things, what are we to do? We lift up our eyes. And that's just some things that are happening in our part of the world. If you go around the world, you'll find there are things taking place everywhere. And I believe it's telling us that the Lord Jesus Christ is on His way. Amen. I believe He's coming. When all this was going on in the States, you had a hurricane that hit the eastern side of Mexico, did a lot of damage. A few days after that took place, you have that earthquake, 8.2. You don't hardly ever hear the letter or the number 8 when it comes to a earthquake. The next day they had a 7.1. So there's 2 days in a row, very strong earthquakes. And then I think they had one yesterday. It was a, what was it? What was it? 6.1. And so we find it is just a continual going on. And right now there's over 300 that have been counted as dead in Mexico City. Now we have missionaries in Mexico City that we have not heard from. We have churches down there that have been established and have been, I'm sure, have been hurt. And so we certainly need to pray for them. And so I heard a weather commentator said the other day, he says, Mother Nature is sure angry. That's about the thinking that we have. My friend, it's not Mother Nature that's angry, but it's Father God that's angry. It is the God of heaven that's trying to get our attention to make us realize where we are and where we are headed. The list could go on and on and on. This morning, our theme, our subject, our title is End Times Like These. We are in troublesome times. We are in difficult times. And I believe, according to the Bible, we are living in the end times. Now, I don't set any dates. That's foolish. I was listening to some things last night that had pretty good presentation, just wasn't right. that had pretty good ideas, had good delivery, had good things to be said. Just wasn't right. Time frame was totally off and wrong. Of course, yesterday was supposed to be the end of the world. Tell us the sign of the things. When's the end coming? I had a fellow in Kroger yesterday that I was checking out, and I'd never met him, didn't know him. He looked at me, said, well, are you ready for tomorrow? I said, as far as I know, I am. He said, well, are you ready for it all to end tonight? I said, I'm ready for it to end, but it's not going to. And he looked at me and said, are you sure? I said, yeah, pretty sure. And he said, well, how do you know so much? I said, well, I got my Bible that tells me the end is not yet. People don't, they take all these fantastic things so literal. And so tomorrow or tonight, last night was supposed to be the end of it. I woke up this morning and said, well, I'm not in heaven, that's for sure. That hasn't happened yet. So it didn't end last night. It could have, as far as our stay here upon this earth, but the Lord didn't come. And there's religious groups everywhere that's believing all these things. And there are some strange events that's taking place in the heavens. I don't think we ought to be troubled by that. I think the Lord, he says there's signs in the earth, signs in the moon, signs in the sky, signs everywhere, and those signs are to get our attention that he is coming one of these days before long. How many of you went out last night and tried to find a woman with seven stars in her crown? I did. I went out. I wanted to see if I could find that. The moon was too low. It just didn't align up right. So I've got an app on my phone, and I can hit that thing, and it shows me where every star and all the different, where they are every moment of the day. And so I got that thing out last night, and guess what? They were lined up just like they said they would be lined up. Is that a sign? I have no idea. It's interesting to look at. I enjoyed trying to do the counting, and you had the constellation Virgo and the constellation Leo, I believe it was, and Leo has 9 stars, and there's 3 planets that are in direct angle, and that makes the 12. See how people, they just stretch it so far to make it work. The only thing that works this morning is this book right here that tells us that the Lord is coming. But there are things that we can notice. There are some things that we can do and to look upon that we understand that Jesus is coming. Every year, there are those that say, Jesus will come back, and something is special about the month of September. It's always in September. A whole lot of it has to do with the Jewish feasts that take place and certain things that are done then. But this morning, I want us to look and see some real things that are taking place that makes us understand and makes us makes us know that Jesus is coming. I'm not going to look to the stars. I'm not going to look to the blood moons. I'm not going to look at all those things that we hear about continually, but I am going to look at the book, the Word of God, what it says. Because you can rest assured when this book tells you certain things, it's going to be just exactly what it says. Now, first of all, how do we know the Lord is coming? There are some, I call them signs. I really don't like that term. But when he said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Well, we're seeing the beginning, and we've been seeing it for a long time. It's just magnifying and more rapid and seems to more be intent as the days go by. But there are some things that we can look at and know that the Lord has told us certain things in His Word that we can know that He's coming again. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and I'll begin reading in verse number 1 and read a few words here. It says, "This know also," and Paul, as he writes to Timothy, he identifies what he's talking about, "that in the last days," Timothy, you know, and you what I've told you, and now you know this with it, "that in the last days perilous times shall come." So we know that when the Lord says in the last days perilous times shall come. And then he begins to identify certain things of those perilous days. "Men shall be lovers of their own selves." Whoa. Well, that's very prevalent today. I don't care about anybody else except me. I'm just interested in my ways and my thoughts. "Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers," and the list goes on and on and on. And Paul says in the last days, perilous times are coming, and this is why. This is what is taking place. He ends up saying they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And then he tells Timothy, "From such turn away." There's a lot of religion this morning. There's a lot of people that claim to be people of God. There's a lot of forms of godliness. And Jesus says, but they deny the very power of what they are promoting. And he tells Timothy, he said, "You just stay away from those folks." I believe this morning every Christian, every person, I believe we ought to stay away from the fantastic and the out of the ordinary and all the things that seem so strange. We ought to stay away from that and get more in the book, get more in the Word of God. And then we would know more about what the Lord says about His coming. In the last days, perilous times. And here's the idea, or here's the scope of the vision, what it's going to be like. Paul could have lived yesterday and wrote this about America. He could have sat down last night and wrote, "This is the days in which we live. Every one of those things, despisers of those that are good." Isn't it a strange thing that Tim Tebow, he got ridiculed for taking a knee and praying and thanking God, and now everybody else does it because they hate this flag. And they're the heroes. Men calling good evil and evil good. And so Romans chapter 1 says they've changed the truth of God into a lie. And they worship the creature more than the Creator. They're more in love with theirself. They're heady, high-minded. And Paul gives that to Timothy and also to the people at Rome. So there are some social signs, some things in our livelihood, our ways of life, that we see as breaking down the good things of the Lord, and the world is literally going to hell very rapidly. And if you say anything about it, you're a racist, you're obnoxious, you're a heathen. I mean, that's the attitude that we find where we are living. We should not be shocked at that, because the Lord said it's going to take place. Now, the Lord never did say anything about the the stars in the sky last night lining up and making a crown of a woman being the virgin, and Jupiter going into the to that particular constellation representing the birth of a child. Well, that's a long figment of imagination. There are social signs. We know just looking around, people are unholy. We know looking around, they're unthankful. We know listening, they're disobedient to parents. It's not just little kids either. I'm talking about adults, disobedient to their parents, not caring about their families. We know that is true because we are living that. Lovers of their own self, boasters, blasphemies, false accusers, they're liars. Just lisers. Liars. So that's social things that we know that tell us, according to the Word of God, that the Lord's coming. Because these are the that is the attitude of the last days of perilous times. Number two, Paul tells Timothy in chapter number 4 in 1 Timothy, he says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times," now again, in the last days, "in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith." Now, he's not talking about social issues here now. He's talking about seducing signs upon the so-called and the believer or the religious. So there's things out there socially that are telling us. Now, he says there are, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. We've seen that. We see that all around us continually. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's the attitude sometimes religiously of people, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which know, which believe and know the truth. So we understand there's an attitude that's taking place in the religious world, that we are giving heed to those things that are wicked. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 3 and 4 says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the," what? "Last days." So the Lord's very clear when he gives us these words that we understand when he's talking about. So that shall come in the last days, scoffers. What is a scoffer? Somebody tell me what a scoffer is. Makes fun of you. Brother Larry, you was getting ready to say something. An unbeliever. They hear you and they just turn you off and they just forget you. And they make fun of what you believe. And this takes place when? Last days. Scoffers. Walking after their own lust or their own desires. Give me what I want. Give me what I desire. And that's 2 Peter 3 and verse 3. Verse 4 says, and there, this is what they ask, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Well, you Christians have talked about the coming of the Lord all these years. Where is he now? Why has he not come? Why has he not delivered himself as you say you believe? They're scoffing and they ask the question, "Where's the promise of his coming?" And they say, ever since the fathers fell asleep, it's always been told that, and everything's going to be just like it always has been. I live like I live, I die like an animal, and I'm forgotten. That's in the last days. I'll guarantee you this morning you wouldn't have to take 30 minutes to go start knocking on doors. You'd find somebody like that. You couldn't go 30 minutes till you find somebody like the social signs, that lovers of self, boasters, proud, heady, high-minded, disobedient. Where's the promise of his coming? So those are things of the Word of God. Those are the things that the Scripture says, and Paul and Peter both identify when they are talking about in the latter day, the last days. And then he says, again, last days. So those are social signs and seducing signs. They come after us every direction. There are the signs of immorality everywhere we look, those sexual signs. Romans 1:26, for this cause God gave them over to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. That is homosexuality. I don't care what the government says. That's what God says takes place. And he identifies it. When is that? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. That's what happened. As it was then, so shall it be when the Lord comes again. You can read on and on and on those verses I have written out here, Luke 17:26-36, and it describes pretty well what takes place. And the Lord says, even to remember Lot's wife, she disbelieved, she turned back, and God destroyed her. There's three different signs, for lack of a better word. I believe we ought to understand Jesus is coming. Not because that, Mars, I can't remember the three planets. Mercury, Venus, Mars. They were all in a straight line. That doesn't happen. What happened last night, really and truly, as far as I can find, that alignment and that what took place has never happened in world history. It has never done that. And so I don't look to that to say, oh, my, the Lord, this is the end of the world. But I do look to that, and I know where I live. I look to the book, and I understand where what's taking place and why. Jesus is coming again. Then there are signs I put down here, sanctuary signs or church signs. Matthew 24. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because of the iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold. 2 Thessalonians. Let no man deceive you by any means, for in that day, he's talking about the last day, that in that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. What is that day? That day when Jesus comes. He said, that's not going to come. He's not coming until there's a falling away first. And buddy, we're in it. That's where we are. Spiritual signs that the believers are falling by the wayside. No longer holding to the Scriptures. No longer holding to the Word of God. How do we know that? Just look around. There are more people in Kentucky this morning, and I love my state. Thank God for the state that we have. But there are more people this morning in Kentucky that are out doing their thing than they are doing God's thing. They're either laying up sleeping, they're going out fishing, they're going out golfing, they're going out playing. You know what that is? Lover of self. Lovers of self. More than lovers of God. I'm not saying they're lost. I'm just saying they're part of the problem. And sometimes I'm a part of the problem. Sometimes we're all a part of the problem. We're living in this world. And so there are signs here that tell us. Then I've gone through these quickly. There are those skirmish signs. We read a while ago, Jesus answered, and take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, and saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. That's part of that religious deception. But the next verse, in verse number 6 of Matthew 24, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled. Now, this is Jesus talking. Don't let it bother you that there's wars on every hand. You'll hear of wars and rumors of war. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. That's part of his answer. When is the end? You think it's going to end because of wars and rumors of war and skirmishes and problems and struggle? The end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. It bothers me to watch and see some of the pictures of our world where little boys and girls and adults are literally starving to death. Famines. Pestilence. The word pestilence there does not necessarily mean mosquitoes and stuff like that. Pestilence are usually diseases. Diseases coming from everywhere. And earthquakes in divers places. You can download an app that tells you where all the earthquakes are every moment of every day. You'd be surprised. They're everywhere. But does that tell me, well, the Lord's coming because of that? No, no, no. The Lord's coming because he says he's coming. He said, but when you see these things begin to come to pass, know it's close. He says, know that I'm nigh, even at the door. In times like these, what do we need? Just simply, what do we need in times like these? Turn back to Luke chapter 12 again, and I'm done. Started reading in verse number 32. What do we need to do when we see these things begin to come to pass? First of all, fear not. The Lord's got it under control. He's got everything taken care of. And so he can give me a very positive message. You do not have to fear. Fear not, little flock. Verse number 33. He says, and 34, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. What are we to do? Don't fear. Just invest in eternal things. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. If your treasure's in heaven, your heart's in heaven. If your treasure's down here at First National, that's where your heart is. I mean, that where your treasure is, that's where we long for. Verse number 35. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Get in the Word of God. Know what the Scripture says. The Word of God, and share it with others. Having your loins girded with truth and serving Him. Verse number 36. And ye yourselves likewise unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, and when he cometh and knocketh, that they may open unto him immediately. Be ready to understand it could be today. It could be before we take a bite of lunch or whatever we do. It could be before we get in our car and go to our home. It could be before we take the next breath. Jesus could come. Respond to that impulse of the Holy Spirit. Verse 37, 38, he talks about find watching. Just be faithful. Don't be a part of that falling away. Be a part of the faithful. That's what we can do in times like these. We need to be sure of our salvation. I believe one of the most damaging things in the Christian life is to say, I'm just not really sure if I'm going to heaven when I die. This book here is given that we can know that we have eternal life. Just be sure of our home. And to know, Romans tells us, it's high time that we wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I got saved when I was 8 years old. My salvation now is a lot nearer than it was then. Not that I'm more saved now than I was then, but my salvation, my deliverance unto Him is nearer than when I first believed. And so is yours. Praise the Lord this morning. Jesus is coming soon. Morning, night, or noon. Wherever we find ourselves, He is coming. Some of the fantastic things that we hear about, they may be I sat for 40, almost an hour last night listening to a fellow preach some things that I knew were not true. That helps us to understand what the Bible says. He had his chalk art. He had his had pretty good delivery. But he went to Revelation chapter 12, and he's in the wrong time frame. That wasn't last night. Revelation chapter 12 is in tribulation time. So just know where we are, and thank God I know where I'm going. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Let's stand together this morning.